Well, I'm Floyd Hall, and I'm chatting with Caitlin Bradbury from Raw Artists. Caitlin, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Let's start at the beginning. Tell me about Raw Artists and what you all are all about and how you seek to help artists.
Well, basically, I'll start off by saying we are a nationwide arts organization. We like to say we are for artists by artists. We're actually located in about 54 different cities around the U.S., as well as a location in Australia. We're actually ever expanding into more locations in Australia as well as Europe here within the next year or two. So we're just trying to expand our audience and our opportunities to get some of our local artists in new places kind of thing. But what we do is we put on, depending on the location, we put on either monthly or bi-monthly showcases. And what we do is we bring in several artists. I'm bringing in about 36 artists to this next one for our February show. And it's artists in film, fashion, music, photography, visual art, you know, performing art, hair and makeup artistry. I even have a pastry chef coming into this first showcase. So, you know, pretty much anybody that we find any sort of artistic talent in, we want to help them get their work in front of a new set of eyes and a new audience. And that really is our main goal as an organization. We try to provide our artists with several different platforms to not only get their work in front of a new local audience, but also on a nationwide level as well. And we do this in a couple of different ways. Of course, we do our local showcases. What we also do is, of course, we do a lot of promotion, both coming up to the event as well as during and after. You know, we do Artists of the Day, where we feature everybody's profile and try to drive as much traffic as we possibly can to their Facebook, their website, you know, anything like that, anything that they provide us with. And so that's what we kind of do up into the, you know, just to kind of promote the show, promote our artists, get the word out there about them, you know, get new eyes on their work online. And then when we come to the day of the show, we actually have them come in. And what we do is we set up a pop-up gallery in the venue that wherever we host it at, which in our location is Terminal West in the King Pile Arts Center. And so what we do is we create this pop-up gallery, and that's where all of our visual artists will be, our photographers, you know, our hair and makeup usually set up a little area there. Even our band sometimes set up a place to sell t-shirts or CDs, things like that. And then throughout the night, that's up, of course, all night long. And then throughout the rest of the night, we actually have our performing artists perform, whether it may be a dance group or a spoken word artist or a fire dancer, anything like that. And we follow that with a couple of different musical a couple of different musical acts. And then we actually finish the night off with our what we call our fashion check segment. And that's where we showcase not only our fashion designers, but also our hair and makeup artists as well. We usually have them all kind of work together and collaborate something that will best showcase all of the three different genres in one kind of thing. And then after that, we actually give our, once they've done a show with the, in this case, the Atlanta location, we actually give them an opportunity to go and show at one of our other 54 locations or even Australia if they wanted to. That's commitment free. We don't ask anything from them. We just ask that they get themselves out there. We get them booked into this showcase, and then they're once again getting their work in front of a whole new audience.
From a curation standpoint, because you have such a wide spectrum of artists, how do you curate what that looks like? How do you select the artists that get to be featured in your showcase?
We do that in a couple of different ways. Of course, you know, we're always accepting submissions online at our website. You know, we encourage people to register and submit their work. That's the best way to get in contact with us. You know, I'm also out. I love going to art shows, new music shows, things like that. That's the kind of scene I love to hang out in. So, you know, it's not really work for me, but it's a great opportunity to really find new local up-and-coming artists, you know, because that is what we focus on, is just local, emerging, you know, usually the first 10 years of their career, or maybe they have been in there longer, but just haven't gotten in front of those eyes to take them to that next level yet kind of thing. But, yeah, like I said, mostly through submissions, we go out and we scout a little bit, and, you know, we just kind of create this great collective of different artists.
Well, speaking of those artists and how they all come to you, especially, you know, from all of the various cities where you all are located in, I'm wondering, what's the interaction like between the artists or among them as they, I guess, advance in their careers? Because it seems like there's a built-in network for them as far as their peer group is concerned.
Oh, absolutely. We strongly encourage all of our artists to, you know, network with the fellow artists, especially that they'll be showing with for that particular show. But, you know, once you're part of the Raw family, essentially participating in a showcase with us, we consider you always part of the family. And that means that you can always come back to any of our showcases. You know, we never charge you. You always get a plus one. And that way you can continue networking with the new artists that are coming into the organization every month, you know. And like I said, we've had several different makeup artists and fashion designers team up with some of our photographers, and we've had some of our visual artists do CD covers for some of our musical artists and things like that. So we just really try to encourage as much networking as we possibly can, not only before these events, like at the walkthrough, that's usually their first opportunity to kind of meet everybody else, but, you know, we have a personal Facebook group that has anybody who's ever been a Raw artist is in there. So, you know, even if it's 6 months after the showcase that you showed in, you can still be in contact with everybody and still hear all the updates of what's going on and all the new opportunities out there to submit work to, you know, make this new logo or be on this radio station, that kind of thing.
What's been the biggest reason or driver, if you will, of this amount of growth that you've experienced over the past year or so? What's been the biggest catalyst for that?
Well, actually, we have been in the Atlanta location since, I believe it was July of last year, but I was brought on just before Thanksgiving of this year. So this will be my personal first showcase, but, you know, honestly, as far as our growth in town and as an organization, it's mostly through word of mouth. We do a lot of social media, and then we just kind of rely on our artists to, you know, help us promote, help us get the word out there into their personal artistic communities and, you know, their fellow work environments, that kind of thing.
Well, Caitlin, I'm excited for this upcoming showcase. So if you could once again give all of the pertinent details on how to get involved, how to purchase tickets, and how they can learn more about Raw artists.
Certainly. Well, our website is, and this is actually, I'll give you the website where you can go and register and submit your work. And it's www.rawartist.org/register. Once you go in there, you'll have an opportunity to upload pictures of your work, video clips of your performances. You can add all your different websites and Facebook pages and things like that. Write a little bit about yourself. And that's what you'll actually be submitting to me or whoever the location director is. When we go through all those submissions, we'll make our calls and we'll book the showcase. The first showcase of the 2013 season is once again at Terminal West. It runs from about 8 till midnight. And, you know, we have a performing artist. We have about 5 musical acts and 3 fashion shows, not to mention the other 20 artists that are just going to be showing their visual work or their, you know, I have a pastry chef. I have somebody else who builds fully functional electric guitars out of oil cans. So he's going to be plugged into the wall playing those as well as demonstrating kind of thing. So it's a really eclectic night. Tickets are actually $15 in advance. We strongly encourage anybody that wants to come, even if you don't know an artist, to go to our digital flyer, which you can find at www.rawartist.org/Atlanta/discovery. And then just kind of browse through there, pick whoever your favorite artist is, whatever their genre may be, purchase a ticket through them. That actually goes in support of helping them show in the showcase as well as us put on the shows themselves. And then, of course, like I said, those are $15 in advance, but they will be $20 at the door.
Caitlin Bradbury from rawartist.org, and we look forward to catching up with you all at the Discovery event, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. We look forward to having you.